35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three, last half hour of today on this Monday, October 21st, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The State House in Lansing. Michigan news, Michigan politics, what we talk a lot about, impacted by this presidential election. 110 state representatives, 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans. Two-seat majority. Well, MERS News Service is looking at 10 specific incumbents, current state representatives that could be in trouble. If the Republicans had their way, the presidential election would be tomorrow, Tuesday, October 22nd, instead of 2 weeks from tomorrow. Why? Because Donald Trump is leading or tied in 8 of the last 9 Michigan polls. And the Republican Party says it sees a trickle-down effect across the entire state, especially in highly populated areas of Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb County, and downriver candidates. The thinking among Republicans is that if Trump wins Michigan, or perhaps loses only by a percentage point or two, the odds of retaking the Republican majority are going to be very good. Trump is ginning up excitement among voters in districts that went Democratic when the Abortion Protection Proposal 3 was on the ballot in the midterm election of 2022. You see, what happened, the Democrats got out the vote because of Proposal 3, which helped the Democrats take back the majority of both the House and the Senate. 38 state senators, 20 Democrat, 18 Republican, 110 state reps, 56 Democrats, 54 Republicans, only a two-seat majority in both chambers. But they did it because of Proposal 3. Democrats are keeping their chins up because none of the seats in question are open seats. They are all held by battle-tested and well-financed incumbents, but many of whom have never been here before, being rookies, freshmen in these districts. They are now running for re-election. Well, the Democrats are showing signs of playing more offense, especially in northern Oakland County, where they have three aggressive candidates hoping to take advantage of Kamala Harris's popularity in Oakland County's white-collar suburbia. Downriver, however, is looking increasingly more difficult for the Democrats. Internal polling has Trump doing better than he did both in 2016 and again in 2020. So the Democrats are looking to spend more money on broadcast TV in Metro Detroit. Jackson County also looks tough. Their nominee, Patrick Mahoney, is generating a tough negative ad campaign about the nonprofit he led that apparently did not file their taxes on time. This all against a backdrop of looking at the list of incumbents who are most likely in trouble heading into this election now that it's just 18 days away on Friday. Of course, it's 15 days away today. The number one race they're concerned about is the 27th House District, going from Democrat to Republican. Harris is not helping the incumbent Democrat State Representative Jamie Churches down in Wyandotte. In this downriver district, Democrats are throwing the kitchen sink at Republican Riley Linting, who had been critiqued, attacked in ads for being too young at the age of 22. Also, next door, State Representative Jamie Thompson, Republican, Brownstown, next door is looking less likely as being removed, leaving the Democrats in a very tough situation. Next, second most important, this is very interesting, right here in northern Michigan, in the Upper Peninsula. 109th House District, again turning from Democrat to Republican. Well, they're bringing in heavy hitters. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, House Speaker Joe Tate, both of them up in the Upper Peninsula over this past weekend. Something is going on in this historically Democratic district. Why? Because the Republicans nominated Carl Bonack. Who is he? Well, he's the well-known weatherman that had been on local news up there in the Marquette area. And he's absolutely well-known name ID over the incumbent first-term freshman. It's funny because his latest campaign ad is showing the peninsula over party using a weather map. It's a catchy ad, and people are finding it humorous and finding that they like the way he works, the way he thinks, and the way that he has new ideas for representing the 109th District. The Democrats' response? Bonack is a crazy old man with way out there views. This could possibly work in Southeast Michigan. However, the UP is not Southeast Michigan. Many don't even know who their state representative is. Meanwhile, voters know Bonack for being on their TV screens for years. According to internal polling, showing Bonack is far leading outside the margin of error. And this is not just coming from Republican polls. This is even coming from Democrat polls. So there's two seats right there that are going to go from Democrat to Republican. The third race they are very concerned about is the 83rd. The word around town is that Harris and Elisa Slotkin are doing very well in West Michigan District, 83rd District, which is represented now by Democrat John Fitzgerald, again, another freshman incumbent. However, he is running against Tommy Brand. Brand served for 6 years while being a state representative, appeared to be term limited out, but now with the expansion per proposal one, is able to serve for another 6 years. His well-known steak restaurants, Tommy Brand Steakhouse, is a well-known name. Democrats cannot call him weird because he has, in fact, worked with the Democrats on partisan issues. That's one of the reasons why he chose not to run for re-election once Proposal 1 passed, was because the Republican opponent was attacking him on being pro-abortion. Well, this year, in running in a field of four, Brand won the primary. So this, again, is another Democrat flipping to Republican, where the incumbent freshman doesn't have a chance against the well-known former steakhouse restaurant owner. 58th House District, again, flipping from Democrat to Republican. Freshman Nate Shannon, Democrat from Sterling Heights. Here's the problem. Strong Trump numbers in Macomb County, especially Sterling Heights, is not looking good for Democrat Nate Shannon. Historically, Shannon pulled out a rabbit out of his hat when he absolutely needed to. But to be able to do it again doesn't appear to be happening. 4 percentage points outside of the margin of error appears that this will, in fact, go from Democrat to Republican. Another Democrat to Republican race, 44th. Democrats are all of a sudden spending a lot of money on Battle Creek TV, painting the Republican Steve Frisbee as a radical anti-choice abortion candidate. Donald Trump is doing very well there. The community loves its incumbents. However, this appears to possibly be a race that will flip. The last one that they're looking at that is now very, very tight is right up here in northern Michigan, Leelanau in the western part of Grand Traverse County, the 103rd. Lisa Trombley now appears to have a slight lead on Betsy Kofia, again, a freshman Democrat. Bottom line is, folks, out of these top 10, 8 out of the 10 are flipping from Democrat to Republican. Only 2 of them are flipping from Republican to Democrat. Again, possibly coming very close to my numbers I predicted a long time ago. Republicans take back the majority, 58 to 52. We'll see what happens 2 weeks from tomorrow. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard LaFave, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard LaFave, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. 818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349. Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, this segment brought to you by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee. They vetted all the candidates running for school board in Onaway Public School Board District. They decided to support six candidates. You've heard the commercials. If you know somebody who lives in Onaway School District, text me the word Onaway, and I'll send you the screenshot photograph that you can forward to them. They can share it with others in Onaway for the six candidates that they would like you to support and vote for on Tuesday, November 5th. Black Pepper. That's the acronym for the last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Text me Onaway and I'll send you that screenshot that you can share with people you know in the Onaway School District. National syndicated show talk show host Joe Pags put together a video. The video is posted on my Twitter X account for Trucker Randy. I'm going to play it for you right now. These are numbers that he did research on, nine specific indexes comparing Trump's administration for 4 years compared to Biden-Harris for 4 years. These are real numbers. I want you to listen to them. And if you want this video, text me PAGS, P-A-G-S, and I'll send it to you.
Important to all of us. Do me a favor and take a breath. Don't scroll. Watch the numbers I'm going to give you. A lot of you on the left are arguing about emotion. A lot of you on the right are arguing that it's about, hey, 4 years ago, this, that, and the other. Let's get real numbers that you can now sink your teeth into. If you're on the left, you're going to find out exactly what Harris, Biden have done. If you're on the right, you're going to find out exactly what Trump did. This is not a chart I made up. This is an actual chart put together based on the Federal Reserve, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Energy Information Agency, and the NASDAQ. These are real numbers that you can sink your teeth into, that you can take to work and show them at the water cooler, that you can have after dinner if there's an argument about politics. Let's just take the emotion out and talk about numbers. The inflation rate year over year under Trump, 1.89%. Under Biden-Harris, 5.28%. Inflation cumulative, 7.8% higher under Trump, 19.2% higher under Biden-Harris. Average gas price under Trump down 5.4% to $2.49 average, up 46.6% under Biden-Harris, $3.50 average. 30-year mortgage rates down 34.8% under Trump, 3.86% average, up 132% under Biden-Harris, 5.45% average if you can get a mortgage. Average rent costs up 11.8% under Trump, up 21.6% under Biden-Harris. NASDAQ composite was up 138.2% under Trump, up 39.4% under Biden-Harris. Grocery prices up 6.5% under Trump, up 20.9% under Biden-Harris. Electricity prices were up 4.2% under Trump, up almost 30% at 29.6% under Biden-Harris. And real hourly wages, a big indicator, up almost 7% under Trump, 6.8%, down 2.2% under Biden-Harris. These are real numbers that I didn't make up. These are numbers you can go and research and verify. These are numbers that are based on July 12th, 2024. The jobs numbers, of course, got worse since then, with a readjustment down by about a million jobs. Now, get emotional if you want and complain about somebody's hair or how they tweet or whatever, or their age. Or you can actually look at numbers and decide who was the better CEO, who was the better person in charge. Because Harris is no different than Biden, except she's a little more progressive, more liberal on policies, which will cost everybody even more money should she win. Any questions on this, make sure that you post them right here. Make sure you share this, and I appreciate you staying until the end of the video. It's important that we have real knowledge, and that's what I just gave you. Come on!
Real numbers, real information. Now, you just heard the audio portion of that video. Every single statistic, every single index that he looked at, they created bar graphs. When he's talking about Trump's numbers, he shows the bar graph on the left in red for Donald Trump. When he talks about Biden-Harris numbers on the right in blue, he has their numbers in a bar graph. So as he's speaking, you can actually see with your own eyes the graphs and how things were totally better under these nine indexes under 4 years of Donald Trump versus 4 years of Biden-Harris. And again, and he mentioned it, he very much mentioned this, and this is important. Harris is more progressive in her policies than Biden is, which is going to do even more damage to these nine indexes if she gets elected 2 weeks from tomorrow. Everybody needs to see this video. So if you haven't texted me PAGS yet, P-A-G-S, and yeah, your phone will autocorrect and send me PAYS and all kinds of other words. It doesn't matter. I get it. I'll send you the video. This information needs to be shared, people. A lot of people are deciding over the next 2 weeks for president who they're going to vote for. And if we get this video in enough hands and enough people, then share it. Because if I send it to you, you need to share it with others. 10, 20, 30 people that you have in your contact list. Two groups we need to focus on, deer hunters and people who go to church on Sundays. They need to see this video. So text me PAGS and I'll send it to you. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back together tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff...